Yeah, so the halacha, so it works like this. Like Chazar Shomer, the halacha is that if you go ahead and you say Sam Shmir, let's say you go ahead and you say that you tell the person that you tell the person I'm going to watch it for you, but you didn't limit yourself to a specific time. So the halacha is that since there was no specific time mentioned, you weren't mishabed yourself to a zman kavua. So the halacha is going to be that you're not going to be chayiv to watch it for any specific period of time, and maybe. And that, and therefore, a person has the ability to be chayzer whenever he wants. That's right. That's number one, right? The whole sugya l'chayra of chazara, whether you're allowed to give back the chayfetz be'emsa the shmir, or you're not allowed to give back chayfetz the shmir. It's only when you take on the chayfetz, take on shmir the chayfetz for a zman katzav. If there was no zman, like a lot of times the case is, the halacha is you can call the guy up and say zaykazon. So. So what we're trying to say over here is the whole sugya starts when I say, okay, fine, I'll watch it for you for 2 weeks. The huat din, I think, is pashut, that if it's clear that the person wants you to watch it for a specific amount of time, even though he doesn't say so. Let's say, the common case where a guy's going to America, and he says, here, could you just keep an eye on my stuff for the while I'm in America? Even though he didn't say, I'll watch it for 4 weeks, but giving a zman, a time period that he's going to be away, that he needs his chayfetz watch, obviously he's going to be considered zman katzel. So whenever you're going to be a zman katzel, so l'chayra, whenever the shomer takes the chayfetz, the halach is going to be that he has to make sure to watch the chayfetz the whole time, that he was meshabed himself to watch the chayfetz.
And as soon as the time is over, you should be able to throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window. That's very complicated.
No, it should be that way, because if the guy said 2 weeks, why doesn't he come after 2 weeks to pick
up the things? So you're saying it's an aveda midas.
Yeah.
Well, you're always on time when you do things.
We'll give another 2 weeks leeway, but not a year later.
Okay, listen, I'm not giving pikadon pikdanis. I'm not going to pick that. Just think of
it. Even the mirror, they say it's up to 30 days afterwards it goes.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. Someone's asking me about that. I will have to deal with that also. Okay, Lamais, okay, fine. So, you give someone for his van katzot. So, Kibshuta, you're Meshuvah to watch it the whole time. There's two reasons why you're Meshuvah really to watch it the whole time. One of the reasons is pasha, because the fact that you were mekabel and yourself shmir for the zman katzel, thus alain creates a kinyan, so to speak, for the zman al pi the tzitza, that you were meiser to the bala chayfetz, you were meshabed yourself ideally kinyone and kabbalah shmir to watch it for that specific time. That's number one. And number two, obviously, like everything else, it's going to be a mechusar amanah issue. When you go ahead and you give your word to someone else, you're going to watch it for a specific amount of time. To go ahead and back out in the middle of the time is going to be a prama chusar amanah. Mechusar amanah is not as big of an issue as kinyan mishmir for the simple reason because there's rishonim that hold that you're not beholden to your word in a where something comes up in the middle that may change the matzah. Call it treitari. Could be that mechusar amanah won't be mishabed you. But otherwise, besides the etzem shmir, the chayyar person is mechuyev to watch the chayfetz. Okay, that's number one. Now, let's say the shomer decides he wants to stop watching. What's the halacha? Right, that's the shah. So I sent the item to the Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin is talking about a case of kinsi pikadon zeh, where he says, well, a person says kinsi selazu lepikadon. A person asked a woman to hold on to money for him, and then after he gave it to her, he said, let it be for the Kedushin. So she was quiet, and she didn't say anything. So the Gemara says, b'chiyagavna, you're not going to be mekudeshes. So the Gemara asks, why isn't she mekudeshes? By the virtue of her keeping it and not saying anything, thus alein shows that she is agreeing to become mekudeshes. So the Gemara says, because she should have thrown it away. The Gemara says, no, she shouldn't have thrown it away. She had no option of throwing it away. Lamaisa, the Gemara, we shouldn't discuss over there, Lamaisa, why in the world couldn't she just throw it away, just give it back to the Bible? So the Rabbah Bez and the Ravid over there says the reason why she had no option of saying that I want to terminate the Shmira is because you can't terminate the Shmira because we're talking about a Pikadon Luzman, and Pikadon Luzman you can't terminate Be'em Sa'ayon, right? That's what the Rabbah Bez and the Rancho brings, the Rabbah Bez in there, other reason the Ritva brings it also, that the Be'em Sa'ayon is not shaykh for you to terminate the Shmira. The Rajva asks a couple of sugya dikakashas, and then he asks the Yisaitis dikakasha, Kol Yisaitis dikakasha. He says, why in the world can't the Shemra be chayzer b'emsayay? The same way we find by a poyel, now look is avodahim lo avodim lo avodim, that a poyel is mutter of a poyel lachs achil ben sahayim, who adin a shamer, shamer sachakol is a type of poyel, someone that's working for the balabais to watch his chayfet. So why in the world can't he go ahead and be chayzer ben sahayim? That's a effect of Rashi. But it's mutter for a shemer to be chayzer ben sahayim, to go ahead and give back the chayfet and terminate the shmir, even though Lumaisi was meshavet himself to a specific zman, right? That's what comes out. So it comes out to Machlik Shushainim, whether a Shaymer, the Emsa's man, has the ability to go ahead and return the Chifetz. Okay, number one. That's clear. Huh? What's Rashba do? What does the Raiva do? The Raiva do with the Gemara? Who? The Raiva do with the Gemara. That's the Kasha. So, the Magid Mishnah and the Rambam, when the on the din of the Rambam saying exactly how you're supposed to return a Pikadon, he says, he brings down nearly that it's also to go ahead and return a pikun of emsa hazman. That's what Magid Mishnah brings down, and he doesn't say, he doesn't quote anyone when he says this thing, but that's what the Magid Mishnah says. So it could be
a little different than a pile. Pile is basically doing a pula, not he's working. Shmira Be'etzin doesn't have to be active.
Right, you put it on the shelf and then you go about doing your own thing.
So that's why. Maybe that's why
you're right. Okay, there. But then the sakul vechashirim a little bit when we're dealing with something that a person has to actively watch. You're going to say
if he's a pile of dikah shmira, so he's got to be in the car.
You're saying a big chiluk in halacha. Then you're going to say ventzach on the type of shamer whether you're able to be chayz v'msayyeh. Because the more pile dik he is, that means the more active role in the shmir he has to play, then it's easier for him to be chayzer. Mashiach would deal with karka, like you said, with talpon, inanimate objects, right? Nichsi d'lein idi, so then he doesn't have to play such an active role, and Mela would be also for him to be chayzer.
Yeah, you put the object into
right, understand exactly what you're saying. Right. I'm sorry? Ramach Nefraim is Matsiya as a. Right? As a Mahalach. Yeah, is Matsiya such a Mahalach. Right? He sets it up in order to be Mahalach and Shemer Sachar and Shemer Chinam, but that would be the Chil. Okay, so that's what the Magid Mishnah brings down. He doesn't quote anyone to the point that the Mishnah Melech, like it says, he doesn't understand why the Magid Mishnah doesn't bring down the Chayes Mefur Shishita. It's a fortune of the Rishonim Kedushin that there's such a shita that says that a sheriff could be chayzer b'emsa hayayim, and he says that the Mishnah goes on. He says the Rashba argues not to wash it. So the kitzur, the Mishnah brings down as a machlekes Rishonim. In the Shulchan Aruch though, Shulchan Aruch in the Beis Yosef, and so passed in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says and says that that the halacha is that a shemer can't be chayzer. But the M says Mashvi Rasa, even though he's in the middle of watching it. Now halacha is that you can't go ahead and say that I'm not interested in watching the chayfetz anymore, but rather Kolzman Nimshach, he has to make sure to keep watching the chayfetz. Okay, that's all Shulchan Aruch passes. L'maisa, the Rashba Shita that says you can be chayzer M says man is not brought down bichlal in the Shulchan Aruch by the Mechaber, not by the Sma, not by the Shach. But the Vilna Gaon brings it down in Bir Hagra, Ba'ayin Rashba Shachaylik, the Gemara Kedushin, he shtells to the Gemara Kedushin, and Kiveger also, Afilar Nagazu Kiveger also brings down that the Shita Sarashba is also Chaylik. The Chassam Sefer also brings down the Shita of the Rashba while trying to answer up the Rashba's Kashra, but Lamaisa, he brings down the Shita of the Rashba. The Mishal Melch too, like I mentioned before, when he goes ahead and he brings the Shita of the Magid Mishnah, he says the Rabbi holds that way too. He says, Lamaisa, if the Beis Yosef would have seen the Rashba, he would have brought the Rashba down also. Lay it there. Okay, fine. Shaila is always what to do in these types of situations. You want to know halacha lamaisa, just pull for the halacha lamaisa, where you have a mechaber, a stam mechaber that brings down one way. That means he passes like the Rabbi and the Magid Mishnah that say you can't be chayzer b'emsa hazman. There's no shach, there's no sma, but there are hagoyis, and there are, the g'day, some g'dayli achrenim that do bring down the sheet of the Rashba, to the point that they say that if the Beis Yosef would have seen the sugi and kedushin.
There's only one person saying that.
Who's saying who's one person?
Not everyone said it, the Beis Yosef didn't see. Some say, the Beis Yosef saw everything.
So right, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Say there's also, yeah, so it's hard to know exactly how to pass in Lemaisa. In other words, I would say, but we'll get to how to deal with an halacha lemaisa issue when it comes to these types of shailos. I mean, we'll talk about different cases. But the klal such a thing is that avada, you have avada meikra adin lechachila, you would have to go ahead and say that it would be asr for you to be chayzer remsayim. That's pasha. If someone comes to you, the davar pasha, that you would tell him, there's asr be chayzer remsayim, I say, shein mechaber. The question at the end of the day is, if he's chayzer remsayim, is it over? So they say what I've heard is anything that's not, if it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch on the page in Shulchan Aruch at all, then it's kosher to say Kimli. But once it's brought on the page,
who's
talking about the Delach Reinim? No, I'm talking about the Vilna Goyim. I'm talking about the Virak Rav brings it and the Kivager brings it. That's already enough. That would be that for sure. It would be enough to say that this is the Shita that we have to handle with, right? This is for sure on the page. This is on the page. No question that the Rash was on the page. And they don't bring it. The chlal, it's a problem. That's what I'm saying. Usually, we would want the earlier Nesek Kalim to bring it. Aber, I don't know. It's hard. Here's the first time that since we started shemrim that we found this, that a sheet is brought, but it's not brought mamish, you know, by the Beis Yosef as the shemrim or anything. It's just brought later on by the achren that went up to sugi and kedushin. Like it's not an easy thing mamash to deal with. The question is, l'maisa, what do you do? Someone was chayzer v'emsa, and the shaila is, and now we're dealing with chiyuv, what to do. We'll deal with that in a second. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
She is going to happen in his house.
No, I'll tell you the case. No. I wasn't Machlekes Arav Seifia to tell you exactly the Shtel Avek exactly what the halachic issues are. Okay, we have to. I'm just bringing down much pasha the basics before we get. We see how the Achreinim learn up the whole Machlekes Bechlal over here. Lemaisa. So Nachamol. So not only that, like I said, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down both shitas, right? The Aruch HaShulchan Lamaisa brings down both shitas. So when the Aruch HaShulchan brings down two shitas, he brings down the Rashi and the Raivin, and then he even brings down the Machaneh Efrayim, like we're going to see in a second. So it's hard to dismiss the shitas of Rashba. That's all I have to say. Okay. To dismiss the shitas of Rashba when Rav Kivager of Vilna Goyin and Aruch HaShulchan will bring him down, you can't do. What would a Bezdin do l'maisa? It's going to be rough. What you're saying is going to be rough to do. I'll tell you why in a couple minutes. But you're going to say it's rough to do. It's hard to know when Kivager. It's hard to know when the guy says it that it means that he's passing like the Rashba, not passing like the Rashba. Okay, so. Well, so that's number one. That's the etzem machlekes. Then we have the Machaneh Efrayim. Machaneh Efrayim is matzia nocha another nekud over here, and he says that maybe someone the whole din perhaps it sounds almost like he's mesopic, but it could be that there's a chutz in shem achinam and shem mesachar. He says by shem achinam that doesn't have to work so hard. Like we didn't learn about exactly what a shem achinam has to do actively in his Shemira so much, but Shem Achim definitely doesn't have to work as hard as the Shemir Sacher, so he doesn't have to actively work as hard as the Shemir Sacher. So Mela, he's not so pileldick, so Mela he can't be Chayzer. But a Shemir Sacher who is west to work harder, like the Gemara tells us, the reason why I gave you extra money is in order to make sure to watch it better than a normal person, and if you go to sleep when other people go to sleep, you're going to be chayiv. And if you go daven when other people go to daven, you're going to be chayiv. Like we're going to see, the shibud is a much more active shmira. And if you're caught not doing an active shmira and something happens to the chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So mamel shemir sacher is much more pileldik. So he wants to say perhaps that a shemir sacher has the ability to be chayzer beemsa hamalacha. Fashteitzach will only get schar al hazman that he said that he was going to do the malacha, that he did actually do the malacha bepile. But Lamaisa, she wants to say Shem Esach could be Chayzer. So that's what the Machaneh Efrayim says. Machaneh Efrayim Tak is Machalik. He says the Svara that you were saying before about, you know, the active Shmir or not active Shmir, he says the Svara.
You could, even Shem Esach, family speaking, could be, if you put it in a very good place.
Right, could be. We'll have to learn exactly what the story with that is, whether, how far the Shmir of Shem Esach really goes. Okay. That's Machna Paran brings. Like I said, Aruch HaShulchan brings it down. He says, Yeshayim Rim, that they're Machalti, Nesher Machinim, Nesher Vesach, Nesher Machinim, can't be Chayzer Emsayim, Nesher Vesach, could be Chayzer Emsayim. And so basically, the way the Aruch HaShulchan shows back the Sugi is three Shitas. Rivet, Rashba, Machna Paran. Okay, that's, if you learn the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the way it goes. The Achroinim, though, are very bothered with the Rashba's Kasha. Lamaisa, the Kasha is on the Halacha Lamaisa, the way the Shulchan Aruch sees it. Like I said, the Shulchan Aruch passes Halacha Lamaisa. You don't have the ability to return it. The Em says, Manshin Rasa. The Shemer says it's going to take it for a week. You can't go ahead after 3 days and say, I've finished Nemasin from watching this Chayfetz. He has an obligation to make sure to keep it, right? That's what Azish did in Shulchan Aruch. So the Achroinim bring down the Kasha of the Rashba. Why Taka, don't we say, that Pali Yachalachser by Afilu Bem Sayyim? So it's taka. Anyone coming after this learning the Sugya of Pailin, they know the site of Chazor of Emsayyay, they know the din of Avada Hegel, Avadim, Avadim. It's a very, very strong kasha. Why taka can Hashem? Why taka can Hashem be Chazor Emsayyay? So that.
You know what I mean? You have to say these are my sons.
Okay, so, but then you have to mechal twin things. I said, there is someone that says that, Mahalach. But the Achroinim, what I mean by the Achroinim, I mean the Tzais, some Sefer, the Chazanish. They all say basically one mahalach, a mahalach that's ksas mechudeshes maybe, but lamaisa, this is what they say. The machlekes, the Rashba and the Ravid, it's a very useless to go lamdish machlekes. The klal dinei shomer, what do they say? They say that really when a shomer is mekabel on himself to watch something, he's mekabel on himself two things. First of all, he's mekabel on himself to watch the chayfetz. And second of all, to the Yevid, if something happens to the Chayfetz, I'm the Kabbalah myself to pay for the loss of the Chayfetz to the Bible. You hear that? Two things. And says the Ksayim, it's two separate things. Two separate things. You have the ability to go ahead, two separate dinim. Not necessarily, when I become a Shemer, I'm Kabbalah myself to wash the Chayfetz. And another thing I'm the Kabbalah myself, I cry on the Chayfetz. Says the Ksayim, and says the Chsam Sefer, and says the Chazanish, that's the chat in the Rashba. When do we say the din of Yochalach to Afilu Bem Sayyim? That's Klape, the Pulas Hashmira. Pulas Hashmira has the ability to be Chayzer Bem Sayyim, the ability to go ahead and give the Chayfetz back, so they say. So very good, I can give the Chayfetz back. But the Achrayis that I was Mekabal on myself, the Shasta, the Kichas Hashmira, that Avada you can't be Chayzer from, because then there's no din of Yochalach to Afilu Bem Sayyim. On the Achrayis. So the Achrayis has nothing to do with it. It's not Sama Mechayiv, it's Sama Neschayivos. It doesn't have nothing to do with the Pula. It's Sama Mechayiv, I was Mechayiv myself to pay something after the Chayivos. So Mele says, the Ksayis, it's going to come out, I have a right to return the Chayivos. Toshimea. I have a right to return the Chayivos. But if anything happens to the Chayivos, Eitzel, the person that I returned it to, I'm going to be Chayiv. Me, the Shemer, is going to be Chayiv. As they say, Ksayis, from Sefer, the Ilan Chayisai, they say this, this Bechidish. That's what the Ravid holds, and that's what the Ravid holds. When the Ravid says, it comes out of very big chiddush. When the Ravid says that you can't be machzir b'emsa hazman, he doesn't mean that you can't be machzir b'chefetz. He says avad you can be machzir b'chefetz. What he means to say is that if you want to be machzir b'chefetz, but you're still going to be chayiv. No, the chiyuv shmir still remains even achar hazman. It doesn't mean that a poil can't be master of the chayfet. You can poil be master of the chayfet, so I see, you'll be chayef.
Well, what's the difference, for example?
Huh?
You could break the insurance policy.
Is that what you mean? Right. Nachon. That chal's a shayla. If a shemer takes out a... He's saying 2 years.
And he doesn't want to watch
it. He's sick of watching
it. He takes out insurance policy. I mean, he thinks that's with that. The price is not...
No, he's saying that he was chayzer for that from Shmira. They'll pay if anything happens. But let's stop the chlal shaywa. You want to know if a shemer takes out insurance policy on the chayfetz, could he just stop watching it without a chazar? Son, the whole reason I'm watching is to save it. Someone's going to pay for it anyway. That's done. We'll deal with that shaywa.
That's a shaywa.
Why? What do you think?
Don't let it on that.
Yeah.
So he wants
his
car.
Yeah. I wasn't
shamer. No one's being shamer
because
I'm shamer. You said you could kill the
guy. Right. Right.
You said you could kill them.
One is chiyuv shmirah. One is chiyuv tashmir.
Right. So
that's if you're chayzer. That's if you're chamash chayzer. Let's say you're not chayzer. Let's say you're not chayzer, but you say, yeah, I don't, whatever. I took out
the
shirt. Oh, so that's what I think. We'll see. I was mekabel on myself. I have a chiyuv. Say this. I was over on the dim shemun.
On what? What?
The din to watch a chiyuv. Lay it there. The din. Lay it there. Lay it there. You have to buy it. You have to see. Okay. Okay, so that's like what? What do you mean? It's not pale. It's if he's working on a chayv, it's chayv. He's a shemer sacher. What do you mean?
He doesn't have to be a
pale. Maybe he does. A pile that's a shemer sacher. No, he's making an any shemer. He's saying a klal mumdis in shmir. That anyone that's a shemer and a chayfetz, he's mekabel on himself two things. That every pile, if he's working in a chayfetz, is a dry cleaner, a dugma. That's the best example of that we can shtel to. A dry cleaner is a uman that's a shemer sacher, which means if there's a gneva of aveda on the chayfetz that he takes from you, you take a shirt, and it gets lost or it gets stolen, he's chayf. Nachon? He's chayf.
Even when he's not working on it,
until he gives it back. Until he gives it back. Clark
is if he passes it to you on Thursday and he gives it back to you on Tuesday, so he's in the chayv when he happens to
him. In between, huh? Unless he told you to come pick it up, then you can start clearing. We didn't do this halachas yet. You know, if he gave you the petak that said it's ready on Monday already and you only came on Tuesday, we have to know what the halach is. Does that mean that he's saying that my shmir is over or not?
Well, this is okay.
He's saying that I'm not watching it after Monday? Where at least he's a shemer chinam.
No, it's not
shemer chinam.
He says 30 days.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about after 30 days. I'm talking about after it says to come pick it up.
He says he has
30
days to pick it up, so that's when
they're
still willing to keep it.
No, it's not before Abbas Chotzer. By Medir, you're not
getting
shemer. It's
Maramachi. Maybe. After 30 days. The question is after 3 days, what halach is, right? It says, come pick it up on this day. What does that mean? That means that means he doesn't want to be that's a chazar in the Shemira?
Yeah.
Or that's his
mamu. He wants to turn this off his stops as soon as he's
it's a big shishno happens to be in yeshiva. It's yeah, a very, yeah, yeah. Yeshiva itself is a very big shaiwa. When their Shemira is over? The dry cleaners.
As soon as they put it on the hook.
Yeah, that's when it's over? You sure?
Whose room is that?
It didn't come back to me yet.
The Shiva's room.
So yeah, but it's Mishomer Bechlal. It's Mishomer to anyone. Anyone can come in and take what they want, right? I know there's cameras in there, but it's a good shiloh. It's a good shiloh when their shmir is over.
You makabah on yourself as soon as you.
The shiloh is there. You're saying lachazan. You're saying forget about the sugya of when the shmir is over or not. If there's an umdana, there's a pashat umdana over here that I only think lemaisa.
Get stolen
from there. Who's gonna pay?
They don't lose their name.
It's out there. It's out or it's because they're really chayiv.
The Sodom
over there is that when the dry cleaner here in yeshiva, right? Everyone knows how it works in yeshiva. You give in your clothing, and they deliver it back into the room right when you the right side right when you walk in, right? So what's the shayla? The shayla is their shmira, their shemer sachar and your chepas, like I said, because they're an uman. For whatever reason, they're shemer sachar because they're making money from you, or because they're tafas leah igri, whatever the pshat is could be makes an afkamina here. But when I say they're shemer sachar, they're a shemer. The very least, they're shemer chinam afterwards. They bring it into the room. They paint. They hang it up on the rack. The shiloh at that point is there. Are they masolik?
Because
that's as far as their shmir goes. And after that, it's kilu. I told you that the shemer. No, shemer masolik. Who's the shemer once it comes in here? Yeshiva. Yeshiva was never makabel. Yeah. They're not makabel shemer. They're not makabel shmir. That's poshut, right? They're not makabel shmir. Or the pshat, or until their makabel shmira knows it's not worth it for them to be mimed a shimer there the whole time. So it's worth it for them to take the risk that just al atzad, if something gets taken, I'll pay the seder. Aber lemaisa, their shmira remains ad lekichas
hachefetz.
That's
one. Why should that be?
Because why should I be responsible
for this?
They're makabel. No, and not only that. Why should I? It's a good child. Because why me as the consumer be responsible? I don't know when they're going to come. You mamas don't know when they're going to come to do it. Why should I be responsible to on my chayfetz from the time they drop it off?
That
could be true.
And they always come during the second set. They don't come after the second set.
They do. Depends how busy it is. It's not so far.
The tenants, who are they putting in that room? The tenants themselves?
themselves and you.
No, and you both.
So it's not a raya then. It's worth it for them to be a shomer until you pick it up. This was always a huge halachic issue. This thing with the dry cleaners here, with that room. Well, who
meikra din eschai? They pay up. These guys pay up.
I heard that they pay up.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, they didn't pay up ever. Yeah, it's a study. They switched shirts and things, and they didn't pay off.
Who went to them?
I went to their guy. I said, it's not the shirt.
You never got your shirt, you said?
I didn't pay.
They didn't pay? Really?
You don't have a rhyme.
You put up a sign, and they'll close down the next day. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have a rhyme.
When you don't have a
raya. When you say, yeah, I love the shirts, okay, fine.
And Echnami, the Etzen, we didn't learn
it. I gave them the wrong, they mixed the shirt, someone else's shirt, they put the
shirt. They should have paid, they should have. So what they tell you, they told you to put up a sign, they tell you that, they ask you to do certain things before. The Emes, you're right, that they don't have to believe you. They can be Matzrich Ashua, right? But they don't. The Etzen, they can tell you that they can make you make some sort of shua that you didn't get the chefetz in a biyodi, whatever shua's hesed, something. You're denying that you got it, but otherwise it's a good shiloh whether they maintain shmir. But that's another pasha. Then the dry cleaner store itself, the dry cleaner is a shomer. Even if he puts it, like some dry cleaners, especially when it's busy, they'll put it on a rack. On the side of the right, on the other side of the shulchan. You know what I'm talking about?
Outside, but outside.
Even outside. That's a good shmirah. Look at that.
How's that considered being in the room?
It's not. So that for sure is what I'm saying.
What should they do? Even in the room? People that have more, they don't turn up in issues.
But there, by normal dry cleaner, my shiloh was a different shiloh. By normal dry cleaner, my shiloh was that if when they tell you to pick it up, that's considered that, okay, fine, my shmira really is
open. I mean, here in the yeshiva room, people can live in anywhere and bring the yeshiva, and they'll deliver it in that room, and they'll take it back home with them.
Right, no.
They're never giving it back to the person, that's
not that kabbalah. No, but the shiloh is that when the person says, say, shlachli. Shlachli b'yabni, where the person is like, when I go ahead and I give it into a dry cleaner here, it's like I'm telling you, when you put it in the room, so then that's the shmir is over. Right? The same way when I tell someone to send me something, or I tell someone to return me something, I said shlach b'yabni. He sends his kid, he picks it up. The baal chanus is no longer chayiv. If you sent your kid to the dry cleaner to pick up your suit, baal chanus is not chayiv, even though you didn't get it back, because He said shlach. He told him to send it.
If he put it on the shuf, he has to wait for the person to take it, or else
it's a pain. If I told him, bring it back to the shuf, or send it to me in the shuf, then the nifkat is potter. So shalom. I told him to send it to me. Anyway, okay. So this is the side of the ksais. The Ksai says it, like I said, and the Chacham Sefer says it, and the Chazanish says it. So what comes out along the Shemach Leikis between the Rajba and the Ravid. The Ravid that says that you can't return Ben Sazman, he doesn't mean that you can't return the Chafetz. The Chafetz you could return. Why? Because Be'etzem, I'm allowed to be Chayzer Ben Sayyayim, I'm a regular pile. What it means is it doesn't make sense for you to return it, because even if you return it, you're still going to be Chayv to pay. Lamaisa, if the Baal Bais takes it back willingly, so then could be the Baal Bais will become a Shemar Chinam then for you. That could be, because you willingly took it back. If you're Shemar Sachar, then you give
to
give
it. Take it back, wouldn't it? Because he's mud for you.
Not necessarily. He says, I don't want to take it back. Give it back anyway. He's a Shemar Chinam. So what is the question? What does the Rashba hold? The Rashba holds, like I would say, that people held Kipshutai. That I'm only Mekabalach Rayas liability for the chayfetz calls manam a shomer. The rig I'm chayzer from the chiyah shmira, so mamil it's pocket gamkin the liability that I have on the chayfetz. That's how everyone learned until now. You're not a shomer, you're not chayav to pay for anything. And that's what the Rashba says. Chazanish, no one else says it's beferish. Chazanish speaks about beferish, that she does a Rashba. And that's the machlek is arriving in the Rashba. Okay, fine. So that's basically, you know, the way the halach is going to come out. According to the way that the Deil Achrenim understand Pshat and the Shulchan Aruch. So I want a Halacha L'maisa. Now I wanted to show you something about Chesh Mishpat a little bit. In the Halacha L'maisa, when you deal with this, with the case like this. And I think this is true. because of, regardless of what the Shulchan Aruch says, but this is how a situation is going to play out, okay? Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. This is what I want to ask. Halacha l'maisa. If someone goes ahead and returns a chefetz to the Baal HaBayis, the Emsa HaZman, is he chayv or is he going to be potter?
Kimli.
Kimli like what? Like who? So...
He wants to
pass himself. The guy, no. So I want to show the shell in two ways. Let's say the guy. Let's say you have an erlicha balabais comes to you. You're a big rov. You learned the sugya of Chazar Shmir already. So he comes. A balabais comes to you and says, "Listen, I needed someone to watch my chefetz for a week. He came to me and he said he wants to return it to me after 3 days. I don't want to take it back because I need it to be watched still for 7 days. Do I have to take it back, yes or no?" What would you say?
No.
As your rov. You're a rov. And you say no. That's what you would say? That's what you would say? You don't understand? You can't force him to take it back.
Right.
So that's what I would have said. But I disagree. I say that the Rav should say that you have to take it back. Why? Because now, what did the Ksais tell us? The Ksais told us that he has a right to give it back. It's just that if he gives it back, he'll still be chayef to pay. You hear? The etzem pu'ula I have a right to be chayzer from. Just the liability I still have. The achrayis I'll still have. Right? That's what he's saying. He's being the etzem maskin to the kasha of the Rajva. The Rajva said, that means in the pu'ulas hashmira, everyone is masking. You can be chayzer from. You understand what does it say? Doesn't say. Kivay and the Gemara don't say a word. Because I'm just telling you. I'm telling you that the in order to answer.
No.
To understand pshat. No. The Ksais is explaining the Shulchan Aruch. That bar. The Ksais explains the Shulchan Aruch. Some Sefer explains the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chaznish explains the Shulchan Aruch. They're all saying pshat.
No.
They are bad. I'm saying this. There is a machlekes. Avanah is machlekes. Machlekes is only this. I'm trying to tell you. The machlekes is only whether you're chayef or potter, not whether you can give it back or not give it back. Kibbeger just says the Rashba is chaylik. All the achrayim learn up that the answer of the Rashba's kash and derive is derived. What's so sure? The Kibbeger doesn't say not like that. Kibbeger just says Rashba's chaylik. I'm masking 100% the Rashba's chaylik.
Like
there is a masking. This is not like this. Of course, there's a huge machlokes according to the Ksais. What are you talking about? According to the Rashba, according to the Ksais, you don't have to pay. It's over. No, not according to the Rashba. That's the Rashba's cash. The Rashba says, says to all of them, what's shown the Rashba? That it's over. Once the Shmir is Paka, my Achrayis is Paka too. The Rashba says, no, you can be Mafia, the Shmir, say all the Achrayim. All. I'm saying anyone that was Masber, the Kasha, to deal with the Kasha. But the Achrayis still lives. So I'm just, okay, fine. I think, let be Makabal what I'm saying for now. I just want to, whether I'm right or wrong, doesn't really make a difference. It's just I want you to see how to approach a Chesh Mishpat Nidai. And the Pshat is like, we'll go work like this. It's really two steps. If someone will come to you and ask, could I return the Chayfetz? Do I have to take back the Chayfetz, yes or no? According to the Ksais, according to Chassam Sofer, according to the Chazanish, the answer is yes. You're mechuyev to take it back. Why? Because the Shemir can be Chayzer Afilu Be'emsa Hashmira. Then there's another Shaila. There's a shaila if something happens when it's in my rishos, who's chayef for it? Once it's back in my rishos, who's chayef? Now, what's the answer to that shaila?
To make money from the shaymer.
He can tie
the kimli.
Can't machen tenoy without any kunsim. Even if you just learned the Shulchan Aruch, I would say that you can't force the Baal Bayis to take it back. So Mel Kolzman is still by the Shemer. It's Davar Pashut that the Shemer is responsible for everything, and you can't be, if anything happens, the van of the Shemer is chayiv. But now that we have the Achrayim, let's say that the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that you have a right to be chayzer, the only shaila of the Ravid and the Rashba, the only shaila of going ahead and returning them says van is legabe achrayis, not legabe returning the chayfes. So the Mela of Avada, you're allowed to return the chayfes. Once you're allowed to return the chayfetz, even though the Shulchan Aruch says not like this, you have a kimmel the Rashba says you're punter from paying.
What would you have?
That's for sure true. I think I would pass him like
you
that.
You can't force about to take it back.
You could. He's mechuyif, take it back.
But
Paya Yachal Asma feel them say yaim is dim lechachila. Right?
What happened to Rav told him not, and he didn't give it back yet, and then something happened to him.
What happened?
The first one wanted to give it back.
And he never took it back. So the
why? Because he told not to take it back. But really, he was
going to be potter. The Baal Bais is not going to, as long as the Shemer has it, then the Shemer is going to be high. That's Pasha.
Let's say the Shemer would ask them. What
would you tell the Shemer? Shemer
says, I can't
watch anymore. You tell him that, it's not right what you're doing, but if you do return it, he's going to take it back. If the Baal Bais comes, then the pshat is the Pail saying, I want you to give it back so he's mechuyev to take it, because Lamaisa is the right to go ahead and be chayzer. Should a Pail chachila be chayzer emsayayim, it's not so posh. Who? That's a question. That's already the second shalaf. I don't have to handle that right now. I write to be chayzer once it's back. So then
you tell the Shemer anything you need to be chayzer?
No.
Why
could you
tell him that?
Because he's not. He has a right to return, and once he returns,
he's not. You say that chachil is like a shulchan aruch, and you can't say to the person chachil give it back.
Why not? Shulchan aruch says chachil give it back.
Shulchan aruch says
that you're not chayzer if you give it. You're chayzer still if you give it back, but he doesn't say you can't give it back. That's how the Olach Rai learned up Shan Shulchan aruch. Why? What's so funny? As I state, what am I
saying?
So the Tzai says, what it means is that you can give it back, but you're chayiv if you give it back. What are you allowed to do it? I'm not doing it. You're voting tongue. You're doing it. They're the ones that say pshat halach lamaisa. I'm not talking about stam. They're saying we're talking about a Shiva sitting in front of a shir saying a pshat. I'm talking about a ksais that's shtelling on the thing. I'm talking about some sefer shtelling on the thing. We're talking about chazanish that says everything halach lamaisa. I hear. Why not? What the problem? Where are you coming from? So you don't know how to learn a Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Chassid is saying. You're learning Shulchan Aruch wrong. I don't understand. What? So if we should ignore the Rashi's kasha? Like what are you saying? What do you want to do? Where we throw the Rashi's kasha out because you have a different tarot that's shver. That's even more shver.
Who says more shver? This has to be very strict.
It's not
swinging things
apart.
Then
you
still
have
shmira.
Okay. All right. So, anyways,
the
rash
was thick.
The
chazan shmira.
Sigadina could be. Remember, but according to Achashulchan,
it could be. Chazan shmira.
So it makes sense. Yeah. He says the chayshish for the Rashba.
Right.
If only if the Shemir gives it back. That's what I'm trying to say. If the Shemir doesn't give it back, in my last
one. If the Rav gives it back,
the Shemir is Michael. Right. But if the Rav, he's not Rav. That's the problem. So the people that just learn Shulchan Aruch, they come out saying wrong psalm. Bemis, I'm not joking. What you think, Sam? It's a joke. Then, if you don't learn it, you have to see the sugya. Learn it up, right? You gotta have one of the sugya.
That's me. It's like you're saying, telling the Rambam, you're just chatting Rambam.
I wouldn't. You're right. I'm asking 100% of the way you're saying. You leave the Shulchan Aruch, and it doesn't say that, right? That's not what it seems. It says you can't be chayzer b'msan zman. So I thought that. So if you want to know, I Balabatish wanted to say that since the Shomer. See, the Shulchan Aruch definitely is passing like the Ravid. The Rashi doesn't exist according to the Shulchan Aruch.
So that means according to the Shach,
doesn't exist. Right. That doesn't exist according to them. Okay, let's be mukhed that it doesn't exist in that world. It doesn't exist. The Shiva is a Rashba. So Lamaisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you return it, that's the Davar Pashut that you're going to be chayef to pay. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, don't be an idiot. by returning it. That's all Shulchan Aruch is saying. It doesn't make sense. Strategically, he's saying, don't return it. You shouldn't return it. Because if you return it, you'll be chayv, and you can't do anything about it, because the guy that has it is not going to care so much about it, because he doesn't have to watch it. You're going to be chayv to pay for anything that happens anyway. So Shulchan Aruch says, practically speaking, it's not kedai for you.
I'm a smarter person now, according to the Ravid, you could be today a money, but according to the Rashba you can't.
So once he gives it back, you have a tzvikat dina supporting the shemer inside of the Rashba, and comes out the Baal Bais ends up getting the bad deal over here. Okay. Fine. That's the sugya of Chazara for Shmira. So you have cases like this, but it's not there. I mean, the way it's going to come out of Chomais is basically the way I was saying it. If someone mamish wants to go ahead and be chayzer b'em sashmir, what you have more, this sugya really sets up for the next sugya, which is much more nagei al Chomais, which is that if someone is watching something and then the zman hashmir is over, what is the person's responsibility? In other words, the emsa zman, like we said, really make our din, you should try to watch it kol hazman. If you want to be chayzer b'em sayyim, you have exactly the issues that we discussed. You really shouldn't return it, but the Baal Bais is mechuyav to take it back if he does return it. But that sets up, like I said, for the next sugya, which is the sugya of what are the responsibilities of a shemer when he has no interest in being a shemer. Okay, which is I don't start doing that sugya. I want to at least make a hakdama with all thoughts. Most of the Eilam saw a lot of this sugya. I just want to get into it a little bit. I just want to show you exactly how the sugya plays out. So the way it works is everything comes from this gemara. It's this gemara about Metzia Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, one of the classic stories that the gemara tells us about a person that was looking for a place to store his wine, and the shipper wanted his boat back, and he needed a place to store. So he went to town and he tried to find a warehouse to put his stuff. He couldn't find anyone. Finally, found a lady that had an empty chatzit that he would be able to do it. And he asked if I can go ahead and do it, and she said no. So he had a great idea. He got engaged to her. I don't exactly know. It sounds a little strange. It's a little strange that. You don't know how it worked. They went out the chlal. He just popped a question the second he met her.
This guy, hey,
yeah.
What did he do on Kaliyazu? He took out the gold diamonds.
That was it.
That was it.
So he waved the money in her face and she said, fine, I'm going to go. Like, I don't know, strange, a little strange. But whatever it was, she got married, she got engaged to him. And once she got engaged to him, so she said, to her fiancé, she'll be more than happy to give a place for him to store his wine. But this guy didn't want to be stuck with this girl. Obviously, whatever, he didn't want her. So he went, after he finished unloading his wine, he went to the cipher. Got a get written up and sent her a get. So the lady obviously was not so happy. Not so easy for a grusha out there, and she went ahead and she hired some schleppers, some movers from the wine itself. She offered each one a barrel of wine. Said, "Here, take a barrel of wine. Just get all this stuff out of my chatzar," and they unloaded everything out into the Rosh Hashanah. Obviously the man was very, very upset. So the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yeshua said, "Hashar also king yaselai, kumula yashiv roishai, lo mi boi chotzer, chotzer delay kaimelegra, feel chotzer the kaimelegra," she can say that ubi kuliyama bina liguri lidachlo bina ligurei, adam yaloi kaiyar. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that she has the ability to go ahead and say that she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to rent it to this guy, and she's willing to chuck the stuff right now. Kasha also came yasa like gemul yashiv roisha. That's the sugya gemara. Question is what does this gemara tell us? What's this gemara teaching us? So The Rishonim right away, the Rishonim give us Hagbola, give us our Magbol, qualify exactly when it's mutter for you and how it's mutter for you to go ahead and throw this stuff out. So the first step is that the Rush says, when you bring out the story, that's our whole idea. That the halacha is, you have to make sure to tell the person that brought the stuff, derech hatoya, that tricked you into bringing stuff into your shows, you have to let them know that you threw the stuff out. Right, that's what the Rush says. Certainly, it's not clear in the Rush whether you told him before you threw it out, after you threw it out. But as I say in Rush, the Rambam says there's amidas hasidos to go to the bezdin and let them know that you're throwing the stuff out.
The rest is fine. Huh?
Right. Besides that, the Agav and the Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam says the bezdin will go ahead and take some of the stuff and use some of the stuff to rent a place for the chafotzim to be held. So the Beis Yosef says, you have a machlekes here between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rush says you have to idea. The Rambam says only needs chasidus to go ahead and tell Beis. So Melo, the Beis Yosef says, it's machlekes Rambam and Rush. If you threw the stuff out and you weren't my idea of the person, what's the halacha? The Rush says you chayiv. The Rambam says you're potter. That's what the Beis Yosef says. That sounds passing the Shulchan Aruch. Open up a Shulchan Aruch, Shimon Shidya test. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rambam and says, "It's Midas Hasidus to the idea that you're throwing this stuff out." The Yesh Aimer says the Rashba brings the Rash that you have to idea first, and you have to idea. If you have idea, you're going to be chayif to pay. Okay, that's the Tzuris Hasugya according to the Beis Yosef. The Bach, the Mashmoyis of the tour, like the next scale speaking out. At the Prisha, the Gain, they all say that there's no machlokes between the base, between the, they all say not like the base. They say there's no machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Why not? Because they're talking about two different times. The Rambam is talking about before you threw it out. Before you threw it out, there's a Midas Hasidus to make sure to go tell the Bala Bayis, listen, the Midas Hasidus tell the Bala Hafatin, listen, I'm ready to throw it out, come take care of your stuff. If not, actually, the way the Rambam really says is you have to tell Bezin. But that's all before you threw it out. After you threw it out, then there's a chiyuv to go ahead and tell the Balayayin to come and pick it up. So that's the way. That's really the way that they shall in fact. There's no machlekes. The question is when you're supposed to tell them. Before you throw it out, there's a midas chasidus to tell Bezin. After throwing it out, there's a chiyuv. Why is there a chiyuv? Because you're a matzav yadayim, says the Rush, says the Bach. Your masvi yadayim, if you go ahead and you throw the stuff out. So it comes out that there's a shayla, there's a machlekes achreinim, whether there's a machlekes rishayim in this type of case. Just the fear ice, the avekshel of the sugya, the ksais, I don't know if anyone saw the ksais in Gimel, in Sifkon Gimel, he says that the ksais says machlekes yama and rush, whether you're machlekes to be my dia. And then he brings the Bach and the Sma that say you're not mechuyev to be my idea. You're not mechuyev to be my idea before because you're not mechuyev to be my idea. It's only these chassidus before, but you're mechuyev afterwards. Your mom's mechuyev. If you don't, you're chayev to pay. And then he says that the reason why the Bach held that this was true is because you can't just throw someone's stuff out. You're a mazik v'yadayim. How can you throw someone's stuff out to their shos harabim? It must be, says the Bach, that even the Rambam is masking that you have to be Maidiyah when you throw stuff out. Right? That's what the Bach says. Says the Ksais that if you look in the Rishainim on the Sugya, the Raiv, the Ritva, right? Ilum saw the Ritva, says Mufurish in the Ritva that you're potter if you throw the stuff out. Mufurish. He says the only time you have to be Maidiyah is by Schiris Batim, which is 12 months. But here you don't have to even be my idea before. That's the reason why this Gemara is brought into the sugya of Schlir Spatim of Haidah after 12 months. But the Ksai says that the Ritva brings the Rivet and the Ritva and the Shita Kumbetis brings that there's a Shita that holds Imam Shita to my idea. So he says, once I find the Shita's Rishain that says before Shita to my idea, then it could be that's what the Rambam holds also. Right? So the Kitzer is going to come out is that. There's a big machlekes. There's a machlekes achrenim whether what the Rishonim exactly hold, what the Rambam exactly holds. Everyone is masking that the Rosh says you have the idea afterwards. The question is what the Rambam holds. Does the Rambam hold the machlekes idea afterwards, or he's just being meisef that there's a midas chasidus to tell Bezin before or not? Okay, that's the sugya.
And even afterwards, according to Beis Yosef, afterwards is also is chasidus. Were you better?
No, point of Rambam. No, point to the Rambam. Yeah, point to the Rambam.
Why? Because he
doesn't say a word about
2 weeks. And afterwards, he says no stuff.
Doesn't say 2 weeks. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about where he put it in Shleikadin. Shleikadin. Well, that's the big thing. So what I want to show back in the sugi over here is that there's that. The sugya is mufurish. The way the Rama brings down the sugya is that if you're mateo or you put something into someone's shushalimi daitai, that's the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara and the case of the place we speak about is only a case where the thing was brought in with trickery, where the thing was brought in shalei kedin. So then there's a tzad; they have a right to throw it out and then be my dear. Okay. That's a shit in the
sun.
And is it tzad enough to do that either? It's machlitz, right? Huh? Okay. Right, go to Rosh. Shesh Shaila is, let's say you were in my day and you threw it out. It's Allah. You can be my simani? Is it or not? Right? That's so possible you be my simani. It's actually after the excise that says that the Ramah of the Yosef is right. That's not so possible you be my simani. I would say that if you throw something out, someone puts something in Shalekid in, then you chuck it, and something happens to it, he'd be potter. Halacha
l'maisa. This is true. I don't fight over you.
No, you don't come here.
I don't fight with another crowd.
No. That's what I'm just trying to say.
I want to.
That's why.
It wasn't.
Right. Because that guy made a mistake. Anyway, so that was the mistake the person made. Right. That on this nekuda. That's on the mistake that this guy made. I don't want you to make. Okay. That's really. But the chavzior. I don't know. The island didn't see the chavzior yet. If you look, there was a case where someone took something to watch, and the ma'aser d'zman of the shmir was over, and then he kind of left it, right? He just threw it out.
No, he didn't take a right. The guy put it in without permission. He put it to his house without
permission. No, he got permission. He said people were. He didn't get specific permission, but the ma'aser, everyone was putting, because since the war was going on in the city, everyone was going to the village and putting their stuff in people's houses. He was masked to take it in. He wasn't being meichah on the etzem lekichas hadavar. What he's saying was, lemaisa, the war is over. Take your stuff out. That was the taina, right? And when the guy never came to take his stuff out, he just put it out and got ruined by the rain.
Other stuff was there. He didn't take everyone's out. Only he looked around through a package. He saw one was not good. He doesn't recognize his package.
Okay, fine. But lemaisa, he let it. Lemaisa, that's not called shlomi daita. Wasn't a mamish or shlomi daita like the kid. That was mamish what the chavzior said. Okay, but I don't want to get the prati with the chavzior right now. But what I want to say is the Rambam says dvar mefurashim that the only time you have a right to chuck something out is only when it was brought in with hitol, you were mad at the person, or shlomi daita. But in a case where you took something willingly, and then the person overstays his welcome, or the person extends the shmir shlei kedos, he never comes and picks up his thing, that there is no gemara there. Ain't gemara there. Ain't. There's no sugi about that. That's not what the sugi is talking about. If you took something willingly, you are up the creek. If the person decides to leave it by you. There's nothing for you. You cannot. The heterim that we have, there's a different way. There's different.
He said it's not 2 weeks. He said 2 weeks. I'm not a problem more than 2 weeks.
I have to call the guy up and say, come pick it up.
2 weeks is in. You can pick it up yourself.
No, right, fine. But I'm allowed to throw it out to the Rosh Hashanah then and be my D.A.U. like the Rosh says.
Ismail.
Yeah, what about Ismail? This Shiloh is a very, very common shayla. People want to shtel to the sugya, it's no tzu shtel. You look at the Akdom of the Rambam, says only by Yitol and Shlomi Daita. If I agreed or I know that this is the way things, that I know that the Chayv is coming in and I'm willingly mekabel Shmir l'shaytai, that's not the sugya. And Amila, you have no right to go ahead and throw the thing out and be my DM and say, you should know, I put your stuff out of the Rosh Hashanah and come pick it up, right? That's according to Halacha L'maaseh, that's what's mutter to do, according to the Rosh, right? If the guy, like the Prisha says, and the Sma says, Mata Reitzel is Nakem Imenu, and you don't want to do the Mitzvah Chasidus and Rambam Be'al Madiyah before, then throw the stuff out and be my DM, and you can be sure the guy's going to be coming as soon as he could. This is, I'll tell you where this child is the most common, and you have to know what to do, and I'm going to leave it with that. And this is the most common child. Someone gives you something to you. Someone comes, someone says, oh, you learned Yeshiva Smir. Here, Bevakasha, can you please take this? Someone's going to come to you first Seder and pick it up. Guy doesn't come first Seder, no second Seder, no nothing. What are you allowed to do with the Chavis? You're allowed to leave it in the bench in front of you? No? You're allowed to leave it in the bench in front of you? So people that learn up, that was a mistake of this dying that the Chavzir called Tayyib Dvar Mishnah. He thought that any time someone overstays his Shemira, you can just throw it out. Just maybe you can call the guy up to give it to you. Say, listen, tell him that I left it in the mirror, in the sleeve, in the bench in front of me. He says, Avada, you can't do that because that's not his toll. He wasn't matter you to keep the chefetz. You took it willingly. It's just that he thought you were going to come pick it up. Lamaisa, the guy didn't come pick it up. That's not called Yitol and Shlomi Daitai. That's called Shmir Bal Karchi. I don't want to really be a shamer now. But it didn't come. It didn't come in a matziv of Gmula Yashav Rishai of Kain Yaseli. There you have a right to chuck it out, but only of Gmula Yashav Rishai Kain of the fact that he was matziv. But even of this case, you have no right to go ahead and throw it away. What are you supposed to do? It's a shver matziv. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to call the person? You don't want to be a shamer anymore. You're stuck with it. You have a din of a shamer aveda. We'll have to discuss exactly what your options are.
There's something called tzeit zman and achar zman.
Zicher, I'm asking. It's called achar zman. But do you have a right to go ahead and put in a place where it's going to get taken by someone else? That's my shayla. I have a right to just leave it on the hook in the coat room? I can just do that?
Else?
Huh?
Will I give it to somebody else?
I'm allowed to give it to someone else? Shemr shmasal shamer is mutter.
Tell me back in 5 minutes and then they'll come back to you.
Yeah. It's mutter, right? Right. That's what you do.
Don't give me an envelope the other week. Cash.
No. Well, yeah. What are you gonna do?
I wanted to pick it up before 2 o'clock.
Right. Yeah. See, I'm already hearing it. Yeah. So what happened?
Then I called up to
he left the number on it.
Someone's on money. The other one's sending it. And then later, I said, listen. I said till 2 o'clock. After 2 o'clock, you shouldn't have the TV at home. I'm not gonna be watching.
Oh, you leave it at home. Okay, but home is Meshomer. It's just that you won't get to the person.
I said I have kids around the house. Yeah. And it came.
Good. So you worked it out. But leaving umbrella house is more of an aveda shaila. That's not a real shaila. It's more like aveda.
Right.
There's no official shmira. There, the pshat is it's an aveda. I can call you up and tell you to pick it up. The shaila is if you don't come to pick it up, what the halacha? There already this will kick in, but it's more the way it starts off as an aveda type of thing. Like one of the shilas that I get, and it happens to me all the time. I'm sure it happens to a lot of people, that someone that gets mail for someone else, right? You know, this person that was living in his dear before, it's piles of mail, and it's annoying because you don't want to have to sit there handling other people's mail. But my time, the guy says, listen, the guy called me up and he says, listen, mail's going to be coming. I didn't get a chance to, you know, you heard this. I didn't get a chance to change everything. Mail's going to come. Do me a favor. Put it aside for me. I'll come and pick it up. But my time, the pile's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You call the guy up. Doesn't come.
Just send it back to the
who
he sent it to.
Right, send it back to the thing. Right. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to just like put it? So guy tells me. This guy tells me. He says he has a he rents out his a deer in Brooklyn, and he told me that the last tenant keeps on getting his mail sent to the place, and the guy that's living there is going crazy. So he wants to just like put it out in the mailbox, you know, back into the mailbox. I told him, Maisa, if you agree to go ahead and take the and take the mail and hold on to it for him, you know, you can call him and say, listen, come in a week. And if you don't come in a week, I'm gonna have to whatever. I'll do something to it. Yeah, I'll try. No, so I'll tell you. Right. So this is the shaila. This is a good shaila. The question is: this already getting into eitzes.
I used to be a chayim.
Right. You're gonna share it. This is the these are already eitzes. What are you supposed to do? Like I said, you can't. If it was shlemi daitai and hito, then you really have a right to throw it out and let him know. Listen, it's outside. Come pick it up. Right. But if it was done mi daitai, then you don't have that option. So the question is: what are your?
See, for now I don't watch anymore.
Right. So
now, you didn't pick it up.
You can't do that.
A new letter is coming.
Ah, that you can do. That you can do. No, you can say that. I'm a kapal shemer anymore than anything. You can do that.
Okay.
You can do that. But the question is then, do you have a din of a shemer aveda? Or you say, no, he knows this aveda midas. He says, shai. Well, okay, fine. But say there. But
when
you have already in the house, what are the options?
You burn it.
So I burn it, yeah. That's not a good thing.
Send it back to the
mailer. So, question, because he asked you to be shamer. That's not, and you let you do it. This is also the same shaila is true by all the machsan shailas, where you have stuff stored in the machsan already, shayin yard, and comes time, and people want the machsan cleared out because they want a place to put their own stuff, and there's the garbage from people that have been living in the thing. The same thing as in yeshiva dorm, where the stuff has been in the room for a long time. But Lamaisa, the person when you put it there, permission to put it there, but they're a clone. So if that's the case, then you have no right to throw it out. And that's the mistake that all these Vali Bayis made.
Put up a sign in the building in the world.
Put up a sign and say anyone that has stuff in the Masan, take it 30 days. But there are people that aren't there that had permission to put it in. How? What right do you have to throw it out after 30 days? You weren't my deed. For sure, you need it. It's very schwer. It's very, very schwer. So that's the schwer. It's not true. There's a sign. Someone told them. So I heard that from people. Oh, definitely. I'll do. You know, you clean out the Masan once every 10 years, right?
Right.
What was the last time you cleaned out the Masan by you?
You
don't remember.
3 years ago.
So they cleaned it out. Since then, they haven't cleaned it. They haven't even looked. Right? There's no cloud with these types of things. The guy put it there. He thinks that he's going to come back and he's going to get this. He thinks he's going to come back and get his stuff before. He thinks, he assumes that, listen, if they haven't cleaned it out in 10 years, so they probably won't clean it out for the next 10 years too. People, it's a little tough. So this is the Shiloh. Are you allowed to take the stuff and throw it out? And the answer is, if had not, the sugi says, before your mamash mazik be a dayim. How can you go ahead and do that? It's mamash tabach. Huh? Okay, that's one option. Then we're gonna. We'll do. I want to wrap things up. I just want to shtel avek the sugi for you a little bit. Exactly so you see what exactly is going on. So there is this option. They can call the person. It's half option. I'll tell you why. But if there is this option, this is what I tell people to do when people come to me with these problems. That oh yeah. There's someone asked to keep something by me and he never came to pick it up. What am I supposed to do with it? All these things that happen. So I say, call the person up and say, listen, if you don't come in a week, I'm going to throw it out. So if he says, yeah, fine, then you can throw it out after a week. But let's say he says no, what are you supposed to do?
If I don't come, don't
throw it out. After a week, if you don't come, you don't throw Shabbos away, you go through Shabbos away the place.
Which Shabbos away the place?
Put it on top of there.
Not enough. No, Ben. So sometimes if the guy calls the bluff and he says no, I'm not masking,
right.
So then it doesn't work.
One more. Why not?
Why not?
You can bluff.
He doesn't know
that. He has to be there. It's not my deal. He has to be there.
You can't be masking and be a dying if he's not masking.
You'll be masking by making me sugar.
But I was masking to watch it.
Now you want to make a new deal.
You want to make a new deal now. You want to tell him, give me permission to mask and be a dying. And he says no. What are you supposed to do? No, Ben, this is happening. The problem, you're stuck. It's crazy. It's rough.
You can't
say
his house
forever. There is.
He has not established the machzav for 50 years. He never had a
kol yisrael. Right. I'm masking. I'm 100% masking to you. You have no right. But the question is whether I have a right to take it. So it's an aveda. Whatever it is, it doesn't give me a right. I don't have a right. That is mamish. And you see this. You see this in the Ketuvah. Look in the Chavos Yar. Look in the Rav Moshe. I know that the case of Rav Moshe was the guy gave him permission to keep his estric boxes in the machsan, in the warehouse, for 2 weeks. The guy never came to pick it up. And Rav Moshe says, I ain't my last.
That can't be. You never have a schus established with madness.
Why
have a schus established with
madness? Why can't you give it to him?
He doesn't have a job. Because Madia only helps when you're mad to him. You're mad to him, but if you're not mad to him, then
he was mad to you.
Hatoya. I know that. That's not Hatoya. Hatoya is Lukachila.
That's
a Lukachila.
It's a Shakram. It's not a Shakram.
Stay there. But usually a person will not tell you that, a person will say that, no, he just didn't get around to it. You know, so, they have good excuses, right? Here, this guy that was Makadosh the Isha, there was no excuse for what he did, right? That guy, he's a Sama. A Mokshis.
If he kept married for 2 weeks, then the Mokshis would be okay?
Maybe it's cool.
Depends. What is it? If it's clear that Kavana was for a certain thing. You know, that's what someone asked me. Someone came over to me when they learned the Sogya. They said they don't understand. Anyone that gets engaged to someone gets the ladies in the chasm. So why does this guy lose out?
That's the only reason he did it.
Right. Here, the only reason why he did it. There, it's Mamela. I like the girl. One of the perks that I get is that I get her stuff. Here, this was why he got engaged to her. No other reason. So here, Avada, that's the only reason why we're going to take it away from him. Anyway, but you have to hear this. You have to hear why this, the sugya is not what the classic case is. Most of the time, people are not using trickery to get access to your rishus to dump things there. Then you would be able to apply the sugya. The normal case is where they got permission to use your rishus, or they got permission to use you to want something, and now things change.
And he doesn't pick it up. It's trickery because that's it. He never tried to pick it up for you. He never plans to pick it up for you. What's the right thing? He
plans on picking it up. He's busy now. Everyone knows. You listen.
This is a male thing. He gets 10 minutes a day.
Months go by. He doesn't pick it up.
Is that lack of spirit?
No, it's coming up.
The male comes in. He never picks it up.
I don't know. Anyway. Upon that's the story. So let's try to think. So anyway, so this you should see the, I don't know what the Elam's holding exactly, but Chavaz Yor and Rav Moshe you should see, and then we see the sugya of Ayiv and Asa Sina. You should get a chance. If you get a chance to look at that, that comes directly off of the sugya. It's not mamish a sugya shmira, but it's something that we're not going to have the opportunity to see a different place. So it's something that's definitely negaya. If someone, it seems like the only reason why he rented you the place is only because he's good friends with you, and then eventually wants to kick you out. That shiloh we've had a bunch of times with roommates in Adira. Roommates in Adira that he agreed to take the guy in, then Lamaisa, they ended up being Masuf Sakzeb, is that whether you can just chuck him out Bemsa Zman or not. Because you can say the only reason why he accepted to take you in as a roommate is only because we were good friends. Now that we hate each other's guts, the story is different. So that's really a direct halacha that comes out of this sugya. And then Efbez Hashem, we're going to move on to the Iker Dinei Chiyuvei Shmira, what the Chiyuvei Hashem Chinam is, and I think that basically wraps things up pretty much with the sugya Kol Yisdinim of how you become a Shemer and how you divest your Chiyuvei Shmira. Okay, fine.